Isaiah chapter 14, let's turn to the word of the Lord this morning. And that song that they sang, I believe, will fit right in with what I feel for this morning. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 3. Praise God. Isaiah 14 and verse 3, "And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve." And I could read on from there, but I just wanted to look at the fact that God said, "I will give you rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from thy hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve." Praise God. They were made to serve in bondage. They were in slavery. That's what that word bondage means there. It means slavery or involuntary servitude, captivity, imprisonment, restraint of a person's liberty by compulsion. Amen. And whether we know it or not, this 4th of July weekend is the celebration of the Declaration, the signing of the Declaration of Independence in July the 4th, 1776. And when we were in Boston, we was at the State House where they came out on the balcony and read the Constitution for the very first time. And it was something in the hearts of men politically and civilly, as a civil government, that they wanted freedom. And I'm thankful today that somebody had a vision of the future. I'm thankful that somebody, and in fact, almost every one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence died as poor men. They gave their treasure, they gave their fortune, they gave their future, and some of them gave their lives so that we could have a freedom today. Amen. And we give honor today to all of those in the armed forces and our police and our fire and all of those folks that that put their life on the line so that we can be safe and so that we can be free. Praise the Lord. There's an awful lot that's going on in our generation today, and we sometimes may be tempted to say, "I wish we could just quiet some people and not let them speak." But you know what? We have freedom of speech in our country, and if we restrict that, it's not going to be good. The thing that we need to understand is we have the freedom of speech, but that doesn't mean anyone has to listen. Praise God. We can speak, and we can speak our mind. Amen. And it is a freedom. We have freedom to come and go. We have freedom to work hard and do the best that we can do. Amen. And our future is based upon the power of freedom, the power of choice that not only do we have from our government, but we have from God. God made us to be free. Amen. He made us to be free. He did not put us in a He did not put us in a perfect environment, but he gave us the power of choice. And you and I can choose what we do with our life. We can choose, amen, the path that we're going to take. And when we choose God, well, praise the Lord. When we choose God, that's the very best way to go. Amen. I just want to talk about freedom here this morning. Let's pray and let's ask for the help of the Lord today. Father, we thank you for the goodness that you have brought to us. We thank you for the land that we live in. We thank you for America today. Thank you for the precious freedom that we have in Jesus' name. But Lord, we give you more thanks and praise for the freedom that you've given us spiritually, to be free from the bondage of sin And we give you honor, we give you praise this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise God. When we look at this slavery, amen, we can see in the Word of God that there are many, many stories of those who were placed under the rule of others or under the rule of other things. And it is a reality that there are many things in our world. In fact, in the garden, in the very beginning, God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he said, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall die. And so God put it there so that they could choose bondage or they could choose freedom. Amen. And thank God we're living in a land where some people decided to choose freedom. And they rebelled against bondage, and they rebelled against that system that would try to bring them into slavery of such. Amen. And I don't know if that will ever come again. It very possibly could. There's many things that we could look at this morning. Praise God. And I wanted to just pull something up here real quickly. And look at it. It came to me yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you, just a very short little clip here. But this is in the history books, and we know the Declaration of Independence was signed on July the 4th, 1776. And it says here, on July 4th, 1776, King George III of England, that's who we were wanting freedom from, was the power of the throne of England. King George III of England noted in his diary, "Nothing of importance happened today." Praise God. And so it really doesn't matter what a lot of folks have to say. Amen. And it doesn't matter what the kings of this world have to say. Freedom is within our grasp. Well, praise the Lord. It really doesn't matter this morning what the devil has told you. It does not matter what other people have told you. Amen. We were made by God to be free. Amen. God made men free agents. Amen. We have the power of choice, and when we choose bad things, we voluntarily place ourselves under the bondage of the things of this world. Amen. But on the other hand, we can choose to be free. I choose to be free this morning. Amen. I choose to be free. And this great experiment called America was founded on such a truth here today that all men were created equal by God and all should have the right of choice on how they live their lives. Amen. God will not violate the power of choice that he has given to us. This never has been a promise of happiness. It has never been a promise of health. Amen. It has never been a promise that everything would go well. Amen. But it is the power of choice. Amen. Thank God for that. We've got many today in the land that think that the government is here to take care of all of our needs. But the reality of it is when we give over our life to something like the government or something else to totally control and take care of our lives, we are no longer free. Amen. We're no longer free. We no longer have the freedom of choice because others will make those choices for us. I don't know about you. I don't want somebody else making my choices for me. I want to choose to live for God myself. I want to do the right thing from the heart. I don't want to do it because somebody's forcing me to do it. Amen. I don't want to go in that direction, but I want to do it because of the power of choice. Amen. And God has given us this truth in the Word of God. And there are many places when Scripture talks about freedom. John chapter 8 and verse 31, and verse 32. Turn with me this morning. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise God. How many loves that word, free? Amen. Well, praise God. I love that word, freedom. It has a certain ring to it. It is unfortunate that there are many, many in the world today that don't have a concept of freedom. They have been living under the oppression of dictators. They have been living under the oppression of those that would rule over them. We are seeing right now before our very eyes the country of Venezuela is descended or has descended into complete chaos. And it was not many years ago that there was a man that took the reins of that country, and he said, "We're going to make this a great place. Government's going to give you everything. You're not going to have any choices in the matter, and we're going to go in that direction." And you know what? Pride is a thing that God just is not going to put up with. Praise the Lord. And unfortunately, this man came down with cancer, and it wasn't very long, and he passed away. And now today, the country is in chaos. Their money is not worth anything. They're a very resource-rich country. Much oil is in that country. Many resources are in that country, but nobody can access them because they don't have freedom. Praise God. I'm thankful for freedom today. Well, praise the Lord. I'm thankful for freedom. There was a situation, maybe I'm just going to talk to us here this morning, but there was a situation that developed when the Pilgrims came to America long before the revolution ever took place. And they were told that everything in the community was communal, and that you were given a plot of land, and you were supposed to work that land, but what you got off of that land was not yours. It was community property, and it did not take very long for the leader of the community to decide that that was not a good idea, because some would work hard and others would not work hard, and the ones that worked hard had to give to those that didn't work hard at all. And so they came up with an idea, and really it was an idea of freedom. Amen. And they said, "You can take a plot of land and you can do whatever you want to with that land, and if you have extra, you can sell it and you can make money off of it." And they gave them incentive, they gave them freedom to make their own choices as to what they would do with that property, and it was not very long until it became a thriving community. There is just something about freedom that is unlike anything else in the whole world. Well, praise God. And if you don't want to work hard, amen. The Bible says it that way. It says if we don't work, we don't eat. Amen. There is something that God has called us to do. And it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 13, "And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherewith they made them serve was with rigor." That means that it was very hard. They were very hard on them. They did not let up on them. And their lives were bitter with hard bondage. Amen. But Isaiah prophesied, and he said that the Lord would have a day when he would deliver them from their fear and from their hard bondage. Amen. "Wherein thou wast made to serve." Of course, that was after this situation. But for 400 years, the Jews served the Egyptians. Amen. They got up at an appointed time. They went to bed at an appointed time. They did what they were told to do. Every day was a day that it was made exclusively to provide for the Egyptians. They did without. They were made to go with hard bondage. Amen. But God knew that there was a day coming that they were going to get out of there. Amen. And when the time came, God sent them a preacher. Praise the Lord. God sent them Moses. God sent them a man that said, we're going to get out of this situation. And if you're here this morning and you're struggling with some things in your life, I want you to know that God has already made a way for you to get out of that situation. I know that's quite a statement there. But the truth of the matter is, God made us to be free. God made us to be free. God made us to be free people and not to be in the bondage of others or in the bondage of the devil or under the bondage of sin. Somebody said amen. Amen. God knew that as a slave that they would not appreciate what he had done for them if all of a sudden it was instant deliverance. And in many, many cases, I've seen where it takes a little bit of time. And I think in the wisdom of God, he does not deliver us all of a sudden from things. Now, I remember when I was baptized, I was smoking two packs of cigarettes a day, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the Lord. And when I was baptized, instantly, those things were gone from my life. And I'm thankful for that. It was a complete deliverance. And I really appreciate what the Lord did because I couldn't do it on my own. Amen. But sometimes when we struggle with things, my mother-in-law, she smoked cigarettes for 50 years. And when she gave her life to God, God did not deliver her of those. He let her take care of it herself. And we don't understand and know the wisdom of God in a lot of things. But the day came when she said, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. I am a free person. Praise God. It's not the will of God for me to be in bondage. It's not the will of God for me to be servant to something that's going to take my health and take my money and take all of these things that are appointed for other things. Well, praise God. Yes, we do preach about things around here, but it's only because those things will bring you into bondage. And they will little by little destroy and corrupt your life. And so she gave those up. And the day came when she laid it down. And to her death, she never did pick those up again. Amen. Because she got a hold of a concept of freedom. Got a hold of a concept of, I don't have to live with this in my life. Amen. It's not stronger than me, but I am stronger than it. And if it's stronger than me, it's still not as strong as God. Amen. If I have God in my life, amen. What it comes down to is not that we don't have the power and we don't have the resources available to us. It's just that we have not made the decision yet. Well, praise God. Because when they made the decision, somebody got a piece of paper out and they wrote down a constitution, a declaration of independence. And then men placed their life on the line and they actually picked up the pen and they signed it. But it was more than that because King George III didn't really recognize this because there had been many others who had risen up against him. But they were not committed. It was just a show. It was just something that they were not really serious about. But here was a group of men who were serious about what they were signing. And it was not just a little spark of freedom. It turned into a raging fire. Praise God. And it was something that England could not contain. Amen. When we were in Boston, we went to the USS Constitution. It's called Old Ironsides, and it's a ship that was built by those men and by their new government that they had set up. And they went to battle, and the very first battle, they encountered one of the biggest ships of the British fleet. And we heard the story. We looked at the documentary that they had, and they did not fire their shots from far off, but they wanted to get very close so that they wouldn't miss. They wanted to take down the British ship, and the British ship was shooting from 300 yards out, and they did not even fire a shot. And so they got closer. They got to 100 yards, and the British were hitting the side of the ship with their balls, and it was pounding the side of their ship, and they were checking it all along to make sure that it was standing strong. And the captain ordered, "Go closer," and they got 75 yards away, 20 yards away, and if I remember right, it was 25 feet or 25 yards away, so close, and they had not even fired a single shot yet. And they were blasting them, and they called them Old Ironsides because of the different materials that they built the ship with, that the cannonballs of the British were just sticking into the side of the ship, and it would not penetrate all the way through. And after so many cannonballs had got stuck in the side of the ship, now the cannonballs were ricocheting off the other cannonballs that were stuck into the side of the ship. That's why they called it Old Ironsides. And when they got close, they opened up with everything that they had. They knocked down the mast of the British ship, and it wasn't very long until the British surrendered their ship. And as in the custom of those days, if you did that, then you would take that ship back to your port, and you would rebuild it, and you would use it in your navy. And it would have been very convenient for them to do that, but they didn't. They burned it down, and they sunk it, and they wanted to send a message: we are serious about what we're doing. Well, praise God. Sometimes you've got to let the enemy know that you're serious about what you're doing. Praise God. That's right. Amen. We take a lot of hits, and the enemy wants to plow into your life and destroy your life, but somebody needs to stand up and say, "I'm going to burn it to the ground." Amen. Not literally now. Don't anybody misunderstand the pastor this morning. Amen. But we need to burn that thing down that represents or is the thing that wants to bring us into bondage. Well, praise God. Amen. And they burned it until it sunk, and took all of the British men that were on the ship. They took them captive, and they pillaged the ship and let the British know, we're serious about freedom. Is anybody here this morning serious about freedom? Praise God. I'm serious about freedom. But in order for freedom to exist, there's got to be some energy put into building a ship to defend yourself. Amen. In order for there to be freedom, there's got to be more than just signing a document. More than just going down in the water in Jesus' name. Amen. More than just coming to church. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. You got to let the enemy know. Send a message to the enemy. I'm serious about freedom. Amen. I've made my choice. I'm not going to be under the bondage of any. Amen. But I am going to live for God, and I'm going to be successful. Praise God. Look out, devil. I'm here. Amen. And as a church, praise God, when it comes time to come to the house of God and worship, praise the Lord. We're not going to be in the bondage of anything. We're going to worship God. We're going to have a move of God. We're going to let the enemy know, you can press against us, but you can't defeat us. Amen. You can fire upon us, but that's not going to stop us. because we are determined, amen, we are determined, and we love the concept and the reality of freedom, amen. I'm so thankful I'm free from sin, amen. Oh, yes. That doesn't mean that we never sin after we come to God, but the Bible says that we are not under the authority and the power of sin. Amen. We are not subject to the power and the authority of sin because we have the blood of Jesus Christ in our lives. And if you sin, the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus the righteous, who is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a way. Praise God. There is a way. Jesus came to one of the synagogues, and it was prophesied about in Isaiah chapter 61, and verse 1, it says here, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes." Everybody said beauty. "The oil of joy." Everybody said the oil of joy. "For mourning, the garment of praise." Everybody said the garment of praise. "Garment of praise for the spirit of heaven, heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Isaiah prophesied of this. And if you want to get an Old Testament prophet that saw the Lord Jesus very clearly, you need to go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah saw him so very clearly in a number of places. And here he made a direct prophecy. And it was fulfilled over here in the book of Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. Go with me here this morning. And we can see the mind of God here in this situation of freedom. Luke 4 and verse 14. "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.' And all bear witness of him and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth." And it says here that he has come to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. And so he came for spiritual healing, the healing of our heart. He came to bring to us physical healing. And in Scripture, those things are closely related to each other. I think we can believe God for spiritual healing, but it's very difficult for some reason for us to believe God for physical healing. And the Bible says here that they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said unto them, "You will surely say unto me this proverb, 'Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever thou hast heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Isaiah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereupon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. What a church service. What a church service. Amen. All he did was sit and talk to them and give them a message of hope and give them a message of deliverance from the captives. Praise God. Freedom, it was the message that he was preaching to them. And yet they said, Who is this? This is just Joseph's son. This is just the carpenter's boy. We grew up with him. Who does he think he is? And finally, the Lord said unto them these truths, that in the time of famine, Israel was in famine, and in the time of sickness and leprosy, there was only one who was healed, and that was a Syrian. Amen. He was not of the house of the Jews. The lady was not of the house of the Jews, but there was something in their heart. They wanted to be free from the situation they were in. They wanted to be free. Naaman wanted to be free from physical disease and sickness, and the woman wanted to be free from poverty and starvation. And they believed the prophet. They believed the man of God. They believed the word of God, and they received what God had for them. Well, praise the Lord. Folks, I'm here to tell you this morning, we can get so accustomed to coming to the house of God and hearing the word opened up and the scriptures read, and when it's all said and done, we haven't heard a word that was said, and we leave the house of God, or rather we come to the house of God in bondage, and we leave the house of God in bondage, and come to the place where we feel like this is a normal way of living. We accept it. Amen. We accept bondage. We accept those things in our lives. But it's not the will of God for us to accept those things, because God made men to be free. God made men to be free. Amen. And he was a leper, but he was willing to go down to the river and wash 7 times. And when he came up out of that water, he was totally, completely cleansed. Did you know when you were baptized in Jesus' name that all of those sins, which represents bondage and captivity, they were all washed away? Amen. And we took on his covering. And when we're baptized into Jesus, we put on Christ, amen, and so that simply means we are now enlisted in the army that has never known defeat. Praise God, we're victorious this morning, and we have been enlisted in a victorious kingdom today. A King of Kings and a Lord of Lords who is in charge, amen, of everything that's taking place in our world. Thank God for the gospel message. Because it's through the power of the gospel. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When we are born again into the kingdom of God, we are born into the kingdom of freedom. It's the kingdom of freedom. And many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. many of them, but the Bible says the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. All of them. And so whatever it is that you're dealing with this morning, Pastor's got a message of freedom for you. Praise God. Whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life, there is hope. And there is an answer. Amen. There is a way that God has made for us. And I just feel like giving us an opportunity to pray this morning. Let's stand together right now. Musicians, would you come, please? Amen. And let's get a good freedom song. Not the flag song or something like that. We're not interested in that. Thank God for America, but we're not preaching about America. Amen. America is a result of Christianity. And there would be those that would lie to us and say that America is not a Christian nation, that there were other religions that were involved in the founding of this country. There were no others that were involved in the founding of this country. They were Christian men. And those that were not Christian, we went to one of the cemeteries, and I forget which one of the signers it was, but he signed the Declaration of Independence, but he did not believe in God. There was something about him. He died, and they buried him there in that cemetery. And then when they had to do some moving, they dug up the bones, and they found this man had been buried in the ground, and there was a giant tree right there. And the roots of that tree, he had gotten into a brawl in a bar room, and somebody hit him on the head, and it cracked his skull open. And a few days later, he died from that wound. They buried him in the ground, and the man was talking about it. And he said, the roots of that tree found that crack in his skull, and it went into the skull. He was dead. He was dead, all right? This wasn't when he was alive. And they said they found that it went into his skull, went all through, came out his eye sockets, went all through his whole body, and his whole body was entwined by the roots of that tree. I don't want to end up that way, with something coming into my life, reaching over here, reaching over here. Amen. I'm telling you today, Jesus came so we could have freedom. If you're battling with something in your life and you're trying to get free from it, but you can't get free from it, I'm here to tell you, you can get free from it. It really comes down to the power of choice. I choose not to do this anymore. I choose not to let this control my life. Amen. I'm going to be free. I'm standing up. I'm making a declaration. Praise God. And if I have to go to war over it, I'm going to go to war over it. If I have to lose everything I've got, I'm going to lose everything I've got. But I'm going to be a free person. I'm going to be free to serve God. I'm going to be free to do the will of God. Amen. I'm going to be free to make that power of choice, to make the choices in life that I need to make that will bring me happiness and fulfillment. Lord, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm asking you this morning, touch each and every one of us, for there are many afflictions that come upon the righteous, all designed to bring us into some sort of bondage in our lives. Help us today to stand up and reject anything that would come, anything that would try to hinder us and to take us off of the foundation of freedom that you've given to us. Amen. Amen. If this message is preached to you this morning, come on right now. Just come on to the altar. Praise God. Make a declaration this morning. I'm not going to let this be a part of my life. All right, there's somebody right there. Amen. Come on, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of your circumstances. Amen. I'm going to claim the victory this morning. I'm not going to let this overcome or overtake my life but I'm going to stand in victory and liberty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See there, we all deal with things. Every one of us deal with things that would try to bring us into some sort of bondage, but it's not the will of God. Amen. It's not the will of God that we give in, but it is the will of God that we overcome. For we are more than conquerors. Praise God. We are more than conquerors. We are the victors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank God. Come on, let's pray. Come on. Come on, church. You know how to pray. Let's pray right now. In Jesus' name. Give us freedom in worship. Give us freedom, Lord, in serving you with joy and gladness. Give us freedom today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, the devil may be writing in his diary this morning, nothing of any consequence happened today. But what he doesn't know is that somebody's making a decision in their life. Somebody is making a decision to live for God, and he's missing it all together. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, church. Come on, we've got time to pray until we touch God this morning. We need God. We need the help of the Lord. We need the strength of God. Yes, in Jesus' name, I claim my healing this morning. Come on, if you're in bondage to healing, come on, let's pray. Let's ask God to deliver you this morning and set you free from that pain. Set you free from that situation that you're facing this morning. My God's a healing God. My God is a healing God. Thank you for the healing this morning. Thank you for healing. Praise God. If you need healing, just come right now and we're going to pray together and believe God. Oh, well, I don't believe God. I'll just deal with it the rest of my life. Hey, listen, friend, don't do that. Amen. Let's believe God together.